When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stink of Truth podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink of Truth podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in, Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is a midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. I don't even know how to do this. A blame game Monday, that was frustrating. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Only thing I can say is ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
Well, that is true, Hugh Douglas. Good morning, everybody.
I know you didn't know how to take that.
I wasn't sure. Well, we got a lot going on here. We're going to get into everything today. And yesterday was a very frustrating day for the first time in a long time for the Eagles. We haven't had one of these days in a long time.
Haven't had an L in a long time. But since what? Early in the year?
Since September.
August, September?
September, Hugh Douglas. Yeah, yesterday we had our first one. And look, Hugh, there's a lot of blame to go around. There's a lot of frustration to go around. Big picture, did yesterday ruin the Eagles season? No. There's a lot of football left to be played. Let's hope Jalen Hurts gets himself back very quickly here, Hugh. But yesterday did knock their chances at the one seed almost down to nothing. They still have a very, very small chance, but it's minuscule chance
Slim.
For the one seed. It made things more challenging for the rest of the season. It opened up a Pandora's box on what life is like without Jalen Hurts. And for the first time, and don't you dare say I told you so, for the first time since September, the defense, which has been amazing this year, faltered. Hugh, let's react here. 215-592-9494, Commanders 36, Eagles 33. Hugh, what hit you the most? Obviously, the Jalen Hurts injury and then him leaving changed the whole football game.
The quarterback for the Commodores, man, he's fast.
He's a lot.
And it was one of those things. We talked about this Friday, and I talked about the fact that, you know, going into this game, Jaden Daniels hadn't really had to spy quarterbacks. You talk about the caliber of Lamar Jackson and what they didn't do with him,
sure,
and all these other things. So I didn't think that was a big deal to go out there and have to spy the quarterback. It was yesterday. I saw a lot of undisciplined play on a team, on a defense, that normally plays pretty disciplined throughout the whole year. They've been pretty solid up front as far as with their lane integrity and things of that nature. Yesterday, you saw guys running around quarterbacks, not staying on the same level behind him. You can't do that with a quarterback of his caliber. Now, this is not an excuse, but I feel like in the first game, because he was hurt, the quarterback was hurt, Jaden Daniels, that the defense took for granted his ability to run. You know, and I was just sitting here talking to Seth, and he can run. Like, he's fast. And you know, for me, I listened to a lot of the game on the radio. Shout out to the guy that I met at the AT&T store that told me that if the Commodores win today, he was going to call and talk trash. He's probably going to be calling because he's a Commodores fan.
No.
But, yeah, it was one of those games, man, where they came to play. You got to give them props. I know everybody's saying, we should have won that game. Yeah, it looked like it was skewing that way.
Yeah.
Should have won that game. Quarterback gets knocked out. It was unfortunate, but I mean, hey, tip your hat off to the Commodores, man. They played well.
Yeah, well, the Eagles still should have won the game. Look, the Eagles forced 5 turnovers yesterday. Over the last 10 years, teams to force 5 turnovers in a game, 71-5. You ready for this? Last 20 years, 235-18. You force 5 turnovers, you win the football game. That's the NFL. It didn't happen yesterday. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, let's address the elephant in the room, but I'm going to address it in a different way. Yes, obviously losing Jalen Hurts changed that football game. Obviously. Without him, it was not as easy for them to run their offense the way they typically do. And the run game certainly didn't feel as
zesty.
Open. Zesty, sure. We'll use
zesty
that word.
Zesty might not be a good word. But
you know what? That's fine. We're off and running now. But, guys, I don't think they lost the game because of Kenny Pickett. I thought Kenny Pickett, for what he was asked to do, what he did, was fine. Like, did I think he played great? No, he's a fringe starter, mostly probably a backup now the rest of his career. I thought he was fine.
He was decent.
Yeah, he was decent. I thought he made some throws. He threw the touchdown to AJ. He hits Devontae in the hands, which should have finished the game. The Eagles lost that game yesterday. Yes, this part of the story is that Jalen went out, clearly, and they missed some of the things he does well, especially with his legs. But I thought they lost the game, number one, because their defense, which I sat here last week and said is one of the best I've ever seen, stunk in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, they allowed drives yesterday. In the fourth quarter of that game, of 61-87-57, they allowed 22 points in the fourth quarter yesterday. That's losing football. They lost yesterday because their discipline was terrible. I know everyone's mad at the refs for the CJGJ thing. He's got to be smarter, Hugh. If you already have a personal foul, you got to be toeing that line on what you're doing out there, because they missed him when he went out of that game. They had 10 penalties in the game. They had 12 men on the field on a touchdown pass by the Commanders. So their discipline was all over the place. Jalen Carter also had a big penalty. Their special teams yesterday cost them in a major way. I mean, the Commanders' average field position in the second half was like the 40-yard line. Every kickoff, they're running the ball back to the 40-yard line. They couldn't cover anything. So the defense stunk yesterday in the late in the game. The discipline was terrible. Their special teams was bad. And, Hugh, I'll even put this above the Pickett thing. Devontae Smith's got to catch the ball. I mean, that game is over.
That's money. That's a play that you make routine. And I know, you have to move on. You can't live in the past. But it's unfortunate. There was a lot of stuff yesterday that happened that you could point at that lost this game for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
I'll say this, though. It's not as bad as it feels. It's not the end of the world. And I know in college football, they say you'd rather lose early than lose late. In this situation, I think it just puts everything in perspective. Like, number one, the biggest thing I thought about, and I just take you through my thought process a little bit watching that game. Well, listening to the game, because I was in the car. And when Kenny Two Gloves came in, I didn't know Jalen was that hurt. Because, there was a lot of speculation on the sideline what was going on.
Well, no one did. I mean, because he went out, right, then they put him in the medical tent. I don't know if you saw it, Hugh. You maybe have seen it since. So they checked him out initially, and then he kind of came back and put his helmet on and gave a thumbs up to the referee. Like, he thought he was fine. Obviously, Hugh, when it comes to this kind of stuff, it's an independent doctor. The doctor's going to tell him. He's not going to tell them.
Yeah, yeah. So as it progressed through it, I was like, okay, maybe they just want to see how Kenny looks on this drive. And then, he threw the touchdown to AJ and things like that. And then as the game progressed, then you saw that it was a lot more serious. And then that's when the game started to change. Because if you noticed, the Commodores – and I know they're the Commodores. People call me, it's the Commanders. No, it's the Commodores. It's still the Commodores. I know what I'm doing. When the Commodores figured out Jalen wasn't coming back in the game, it changed everything, man. Like, now you can just pin your ears back and go, because Kenny Two Gloves ain't taking off running. And if he does, we're fast enough to catch him. That's the mentality that you have. You saw on a lot of plays. This is something that I haven't seen happen. As I talk with my hands, people, and y'all can't see it, but just imagine, follow me on this. I haven't seen all year long the backside defensive end, when the play is going away from him, take such a hard pursuit angle to run the running back down when he's trying to pick a hole.
Yep.
That happened a lot yesterday. I heard that a lot, and I'm like, damn. They haven't been able to do that all year. And you know why? Because normally when you have Jalen back there and Jalen's running that RPO, as I do hand gestures that you can't see, Jalen rides the running back and he has the ability to pull it out. The quarterback, the defensive end, normally has to slow play that. He has to keep his shoulders square and make sure, don't laugh at that, Kyle.
No, I'm not laughing at you.
It's not you.
You gotta keep your shoulders square and make sure that the quarterback doesn't come on a naked boot. And when Kenny Pickett's out there, Kenny Two Gloves is not that fast.
No.
So I could, as a defensive end in my prime, I could run down there and see that. And if he tries to take it out and run, you can run Kenny down.
Yeah, it made the run game more complicated. It's a 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni yesterday commenting on what happened and the sloppy nature of his football team.
Just curious what your biggest takeaway is from it.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, I have to be able to watch the tape and tell you everything what happened, but just sloppy. Sloppy with penalties, sloppy with too many men on the field, sloppy with our fundamentals. And when you play a good football team like we played today and you're sloppy regardless of how many turnovers you force, it's going to be hard to win. And I think, what I said to those guys is, like, when it's sloppy with every piece of that, that's always going to be on me as the head coach.
Well, they were sloppy yesterday. Yeah, the quarterback situation obviously changed the game. But did Kenny Pickett light it up? No. Did he play terrible? No. They scored 26 points with him in the football game. With the defense that we have here, that should have been enough yesterday.
Should have been.
I mean, they allowed 22 fourth quarter points, and they were undisciplined. This is the stuff with it's not Sirianni's fault that his players were undisciplined, but also he runs an undisciplined ship. He's a hothead on the sidelines, and sometimes his players are. That frustrated me yesterday. Let's also hear from Devontae Smith, and you never want to put a game on one moment, one player, but man, he catches that ball 99.5 out of 100 times. He's got sure hands. He just dropped it yesterday. Here's Devontae after the game taking accountability for what would have probably ended the game.
I just dropped the ball. I ain't going to beat myself up over it. It's life, part of the game. And I made all the tough catches there, and then the easy one I had, I dropped. It is what it is. Trust the game. Ain't nobody else fault but mine.
You able to move on from this and obviously not let it weigh down on your shoulders too much?
That game over with. Ain't nothing I can do about it now.
Was it one of those where you just looked it in? Or you?
I just dropped the ball. Okay. Ain't no teaching on it. Just catch the ball. It's simple.
Do you like that in that moment they go to you?
Yeah, for sure. I was calling for it, and when they put it in my hand, I got to make the damn play.
I mean, I like the accountability.
Me too.
He said charges to the game. He's not lying, and you could tell at that moment he's frustrated with the way that the outcome of the game was, but he's right. You have to live with that, and you have to get ready for the next one. That was a hard pill for him to swallow. You could tell he cares. I don't want anybody out there to think that Devontae doesn't care, because he did. He's just handling that the best way that he can under the circumstances.
And I still trust him. I would throw him the ball again in that spot next week and the week after and the week after. He makes that catch 99 out of 100 times. He just dropped it. And look, the game's over if he catches it. So he catches it, Hugh. I think there's 2:02 on the clock when the ball drops.
Yeah.
He catches it. It goes to the warning 2 minutes. They have one timeout. The Eagles could take three knees, and the clock goes down to 35 seconds. And then there's no chance the Commanders. I mean, I know they threw a Hail Mary earlier this season, but realistically, the game ends if Devontae catches that football. 215-592-9494. All right, let's react. Little blame game Monday. I forgot how to do this. We haven't done one of these since September. What's the biggest reason the Eagles lost yesterday? Hugh, what's your official take on this? I go the defense. The defense lost the game.
Yeah, the defense.
The defense lost the game.
The defense didn't lose
the
game?
Allowed.
No, I wonder why, if it's a necessity today, if they lost the game.
See, we weren't going to be petty.
We were
going to let that
go. After a loss?
No, we was going to let that go. We was going to let that go. I wasn't going to say a word.
I told you so. It's in the meeting today.
No, I didn't.
Oh, wait a second.
No.
As soon as we sat down. He said, I told you so, Douglas.
No, I wasn't talking about the defense. I was talking about the mentality of the Commodores. I remember, since we're here.
Oh, boy. Here
since
we go.
You opened
here
the door.
Here we go.
I tried to tell y'all Friday that you should never underestimate your opponent, and I got called plant-based, and to all the callers that called, they want to call me mean and hurtful names because they talk about, you're giving it too much respect.
Hughes hunches.
No, I'm just saying.
What happened to your Bears yesterday?
No, I'm just
got
saying.
Rocked.
They got dragged. I knew it was bad for me with the Bears when they were already talking about going on vacation. But you know how it is. When you have a take, you got to, if it's bad, you got to lean all the way into that thing, man. And then when you find out that you were wrong, then you make excuses.
Yeah, you ignore it. You run away. All right, Kyle, what are you thinking? What's the biggest reason the Eagles lost the game yesterday?
There's no need to overcomplicate this at all. Okay. I understand the defense did not have a great day. Kenny Pickett didn't throw up all over himself. The special teams were allowing short fields the entire game. The biggest reason they lost this game is because the starting quarterback got injured early on. It's the number one, far and away, the biggest reason that the Eagles are not victorious today. There's no doubt in my mind. It changed everything from the way that the Commanders were able to defend Saquon to our defense having to be on the field a lot more often than they should have been. The Commanders turned the ball over 5 times. 4 when you count when Pickett started the game. The Eagles scored 6 points off of those turnovers. If you look at the drives we had while Kenny Pickett was in, 42 seconds, 54 seconds, 2 minutes, 47 seconds, 1 minute, 52 seconds. The defense allowing 36 points is squarely on the fact that we could not keep possession of the ball and continue drives. It's exactly what happened. Like, you know what it reminds me of? When we played the Niners in the NFC Championship game a few years ago, the Niners who had a great defense going into that game, but they lost their quarterback. And they could not keep the ball. They could not stay on the field on offense. So they ended up allowing 31 points. Like, this is what happens when you give them so many opportunities. You had the cap. They left so much meat on the bone. I know they put up the 33 points. They should have put up way more. They should have held the ball for way longer.
They held the ball for 36 minutes in the game.
Joe, but I understand that. But if you look at the amount of opportunities that we had, we didn't possess it enough. I don't care if it was just if it was 36 minutes. It should have been like 50. If you look at the way that game went.
No,
obviously, I'm exaggerating. But just think about the amount of opportunities that we had and what the drives looked like when Jalen was on the field. We're driving all the way down the field. The longest drive we had with Pickett was an 8-minute drive. You know what that looked like? 12 plays, 36 yards, and it ended in a field goal.
Sure,
I mean, he wasn't good enough. It's okay to say. He's a backup.
Look, I understand your point, and I understand the game would have looked different if Jalen was out there, clearly. But when I think about Kenny Pickett's game yesterday, Hugh, I actually would phrase it exactly how Kyle did, but the opposite. I thought he was good enough to finish the game and win. He threw the ball to Devontae to finish the game. Devontae catches the game. It's the same exact Pickett game, and we say, well, he was good enough yesterday. Hugh, I thought Pickett was good enough.
He was.
To finish a win.
Let me say this. If I'm allowed to be the former defender that I was.
I guess we'll let you pretend on
this. Let me pretend for like a second. If I've been on the number one defense all year long, and we've been shedding teams out, and we give up 36 points, who do you think that I think it's on?
The defense.
Because it is. Because we've been the tip of the spear. We've been the catalyst for the success of this team for the last couple weeks. All I've heard that I've been ridiculed for weeks is the reason why we're winning games is because of the defense. So yesterday was my day. Yesterday was my day to shine, especially when you talk about my quarterback going down the way that he did. So, damn it, it's on me as a defender to make sure, even though he's out, that what was the average a week? 13 points a week? We were giving up 13 points a week. We gave up 36 points.
They forced 5 turnovers.
And you know what? You forced 5 turnovers. And you gave up 36 points.
No, so
I actually think it makes it worse.
Well, no, so is anyone going to convince me today that this defense is that bad that they allowed 36 points when you turn it over 5 times?
What I'm trying to tell you is this. As a defender, as a former defender, I don't feel good because we gave up 36 points and we had 5 turnovers. That's the thing. The quarterback did his job.
But, like, we can do the math here. Connect the dots as to why we allowed 36 points after allowing 5 turnovers.
Put it like this.
Because the offense wasn't making the most of those opportunities.
Wait a minute. What was the score before Jalen went out?
14-0.
You know all Kenny had.
No, it was 7-0. Kenny threw the touchdown to make it 14-0.
Okay, it was 7-0, right?
Jalen was still in the game when they got the ball back, turnover 7-0, but Kenny finished the drive.
Right. So in all fairness.
And then he threw a pick, by the way.
In all fairness, if I had been, because you're saying I've been averaging 13 points a game, right?
Defensively, yeah. Giving up.
So in all fairness, if Kenny Pickett has 7 on the board when he came in, right? Only thing Kenny Pickett had to do was give me 7 more points, and we should have won that game. And that's the reality.
Guys, if
If no, Jalen that's the reality.
No, no, no. Here's a reality.
It's a reality.
No, here's a reality. If Jalen Hurts, if Jalen Hurts is on the field for the Eagles, this looks like one of those games where we're holding Washington to only 13 points. We are possessing the ball for longer. That game went like 5 hours.
I get it, but
because we kept giving them the ball back.
At some point, the defense is going to have to make a big stop against a huge offense. And yesterday,
they made five.
But actually,
and then punts and turnover on downs not included.
But then,
how many possessions did they have?
36 points. The game. Jake Elliott makes the field goal to put him up five at the end. Right? He puts him up five. There's a minute and 57 seconds to go. That's it.
And
make the stand.
We picked the ball off
Finish
and then
it.
Held the ball for 55 seconds and only put a field goal on the board.
Sometimes you need to make another stop.
No, Joe, they made more than
Devontae
they made like maybe
the
10. They shouldn't have been in position for that to have impacted the game the way it did. We should have blown that team out.
All
we
right.
would have if our starter was in.
Yeah,
it's so obvious.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what would have happened. Well, all I know is what happened was they had enough offense to win the game, and the defense stunk yesterday. The special team stunk yesterday. The discipline on the team stunk yesterday. I mean, I can't have the starting safety, who's a huge part of my defense, get thrown out
See,
of the game.
That's
grow
the thing.
Up.
Listen, I'm not mad at CJ GJ because
but he's got to grow up a little bit.
You gotta know the situation, man. Like the Commodores played with they did everything they wanted to do. They were the bullies.
Mm-hmm.
They came out and they got you off your square. You can't allow that to happen.
Yeah, you can't. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. What was the biggest reason the Eagles dropped their first game since September? Positive Kevin in Cranford is up first. Hey, Positive Kevin.
Stop. We're not going anywhere with this defense. Even if Jalen Hurts was playing, we would have still
Kevin and
lost. This defense
negative.
Will be the first round exit in the playoffs.
We suck.
We're not going anywhere with this damn defense. Anywhere. We stink. I just can't believe it. How bad we are in defense. We gave up 34 points. You stupid Commanders. Are you kidding me? We suck. We're not going anywhere. We're not going to the Super Bowl. If you first round that's in the playoffs, that's it. It doesn't matter. We lost to the defense. Even if we have to play, we're still going to lose. Because the defense stinks. We need Brandon Graham back because we have no pass rushers who can pass rush. We suck.
You're right, Kevin. You know what? If anyone was like, you know what? What's WIP going to sound like the first time they lose after 10 straight wins? That's the first call.
I'm sorry, that's moronic.
Well, what is too
no,
much?
No, it's funny to me that he called in with all that a couple of days before Christmas. Ain't heard from Buddy in the last three, four, five, six, 7 weeks.
So I think it's over the top. I don't think we should be that down today. Okay. But he did have one point in there. What point did he make? One point that kind of like was spilled into all the yelling and screaming that is, I would call something I'm concerned about. That pass rush in the fourth quarter was dead. I know Josh Sweat was in and out of the game. I think it was an ankle injury. They didn't get anywhere near Jaden Daniels in the fourth quarter. I mean, he had time. He moved around. They felt – remember we keep saying they feel thin there? And Huff maybe
it finally caught up to him.
It just felt like when Sweat went out, all they had on the field was Hunt and Smith. And did you see them near Jaden Daniels in the fourth quarter?
But no. I think what happened was this. And this is just my humble opinion as a former defender. He didn't look like the dude that – You saw the first time you played?
He was way better yesterday.
Hey, man, listen. When he took off, good God. And I'm just laughing because I'm watching it and I'm like, damn, you know how when you see somebody a couple like in college, whatever, when you see and we know this defense is fast. Man, when he took it was like he put one foot in the ground, he was gone.
Well, buckle up, Hugh, because if the playoff matchups stay the way they are right now, we're seeing him again in 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
215-592-9494. Your chance to react here. What's the biggest reason the Eagles lost that football game yesterday? I don't think it was Jalen going out. I think the defense, the special teams, the discipline, the drop, all bigger reasons. than Kenny, who I just thought was fine. He played a fine game. He wasn't great. He wasn't anything special. He's a backup quarterback. But I didn't think the quarterback thing lost him the game yesterday. 215-592-9494 for plus. More from Nick Sirianni and Kenny Pickett on the offense, how they played, what they saw, all coming up along with your phone calls. It is the Midday Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. React as the Eagles drop their first game since September. Look, it's not a season-ending loss.
It's not the end of the world, but it don't feel good, especially before the holidays.
Yeah. It's annoying, and it also it kind of puts things into perspective here. The one seed is all but out the window now, so we're going to have to go through the two seed to make our way through the NFL playoffs. And it does put up in the air Jalen Hurts' status, obviously, for this weekend against the Cowboys. We don't know. I mean, you could say, well, he'll probably be back. It's every guy's got to go through the protocol the way they go through it, so we shall see. Hopefully Jalen plays Sunday, but we have no idea as we start this week. What's the biggest reason the Eagles lost this game? 215-592-9494. I don't think it was because of the quarterback switch. I think
it's the defense.
I thought the defense and special teams and discipline.
36 points, man. 36
this is a
points.
Joke, quite frankly.
I'm just saying, dog. 36 points. You gave it 36 points.
You lose. You lose.
Guys. So you presented this to me in the last segment that we possessed the ball for 36 minutes.
Don't care.
Yeah, they did.
Right? No,
yeah.
I that's a fact, mm-hmm. right? You know how long they possessed the ball last week against the Steelers? It's pretty similar, 39.
30, yeah.
Yep. On five fewer possessions. Well, about the same amount.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so we could do a little bit of math here, right? The Eagles should have held the ball for longer. They should have made more of the opportunities that they had. Like, everything goes right back to the fact that we had a backup QB. And if Jalen's in, we win that game, and you guys both know it. You're not going to sit here and lie.
I don't think that's true.
I'm not disputing that part.
We were up 14-0 and driving again.
I'm not disputing that part.
He should have been up 21-0.
What I'm saying is this. The stellar defense that we've had, the number one defense.
They cratered yesterday.
Gave up 36 points.
Can we think through as to why?
Yeah, they gave up 36 points because they weren't good enough yesterday.
You're on the field every 5 minutes. You're going to allow a lot of points.
There's more context to this. So that's the context. But wait a second. When you force five turnovers, those are typically going to be shorter fields. Like, sometimes you may force a turnover with a team about to
score
a touchdown.
But you score touchdowns on those short fields.
But, I mean, the time of possession thing you brought up, right? If you have, like, some of those turnovers were within the 50. So you only have 50, 40, 30 yards to go. You can't have a 10-play drive there.
We scored 6 points off of four turnovers. Kenny threw a pick, and we punted multiple times. It's so clear.
Also, one of the possessions with Kenny in the game was an explosive 68-yard touchdown.
Okay, exactly.
But there goes the time of possession. You can't have possession if you have 68-yard touchdowns.
But like, so, but now we're getting into the other part of this, is that like, what happens when you are able to actually feed Saquon, and he's running at 4 yards a clip, 5 yards a clip. Like, we all watched what happened when Jalen Hurts went out. Saquon was getting stuffed. They loaded the box up and dared Kenny Pickett to throw it.
He also had his best run of the day with Pickett in there.
It was one handoff. Saquon is a home run hitter. Like that's going to happen. Was Saquon, like, when you saw Jalen Hurts go out, are you going to sit here and tell me that Saquon was effective yesterday, as we know that he can be?
No.
You know for a fact that's not true.
If you had told me the minute, when Jalen Hurts came out of the game, he was pulled off the field to go to the tent at 7-0. If you had told me at that point the Eagles from there on get 26 more points and have 33, I would have said I will bet on them to win every time.
Now I'm glad you brought up the Saquon home run touchdown, because that's 7 points right there. So if you want to act like the offense putting up 33 points, that's not because of Kenny Pickett.
No, of course not.
We got a lucky home run hit with Saquon Barkley.
I don't think they scored all those points because of Kenny Pickett, but I also think he played well enough in what they asked him to do to win the game. They have the ball. With 2:02 to go, he throws the ball perfectly, just like Jalen would have. It was a good route. It was a good call on Moore's part. It was a wide open throw. Catch the ball. The game is over.
Let me just ask you this. You don't think that game looks any different if Jalen Hurts is in? Do you think
we
still allow 36 points? Okay, then.
But I mean, this is a clear one-for-one thing.
I think there's no way.
I think you're dismissing how bad the defense was. If you tell me a team forces five turnovers and still allows 36 points,
yeah,
you know what it tells me?
That's crazy.
It tells me if a couple fumbles don't go their way, they may have allowed 50.
You know where Washington started on like every possession?
The
special teams. Hurt the defense
a lot too. I said the defense, the special teams.
Us punting, us
discipline,
not capitalizing, right?
The discipline yesterday also was terrible. You have your best safety gets thrown out of the game because he can't compose himself.
And we also weren't able to play with a very comfortable lead the entire game. Because we probably would have put more on them and just been able to go in more obvious pass rushing situations. Like, everything flows back to the fact that our starting quarterback was injured. It's okay.
And they scored 33 points.
Oh, my goodness. But it's there's so much more context than that.
Don't hunt.
No, your guys' dog doesn't hunt. I'm tired of you.
36 points allowed.
I need off this week.
You have off the rest of the week.
But, Kyle, look at it like this. And let me put this in perspective for you. The last 3 weeks, we have not scored over 30 points. Like in the last 3 weeks, we had a game where the Baltimore Ravens held the ball for the whole third quarter. This defense didn't give up a touchdown. You go into a game where Kenny Pickett, what'd you say, Joe, was 26 points?
They scored 26 with him in the game.
Gave you 26 points. And he's right on par with what you've been averaging every week. And you still can't win that game?
Guys, we were up at 14. Like, that drive that Kenny Pickett finished it.
Yeah, he finished with a touchdown pass.
Right, no, I understand that. Jalen probably would have done the same, considering they were marching right down the field, right? Then it's 14-0. Washington punts us the ball back. Kenny throws an interception two plays in. That probably doesn't happen. And we're up 21-0. Well, no, it's not semantics. It's a game win.
We don't know if that plays out that way.
But we have an educated guess as to how it would win.
Can I also make a different scenario where Jalen doesn't throw the touchdown AJ? They kick a field goal. It's 10-0. And then Jalen doesn't have the turnover.
Let's live in what's more likely, though.
How often do the Eagles go up 21-0 with Jalen Hurts in games?
That was their best start offensively we've seen all season long.
The bottom line is this. They scored 33 points and lost the game. And that's it. Like, I don't care who the quarterback is. I don't care if you have 33 points on the board.
But that's totally ignoring context. That's such a convenient way to ignore context.
No, you're ignoring context.
No, I'm not. I'm adding the context.
Okay, bottom line is this.
How many points did the backup quarterback give you?
26.
How many points did the starting defense give up?
It's an oversimplified way of looking at it.
Because you know what it is? We make football hard.
They had 13 possessions.
Can I offer a perspective here that I think
that we can all agree with?
Well, not that. Never on WIP. I think we're saying this to make ourselves feel better.
About what?
The Jalen Kenny thing. If you're like, well, if Jalen was in, we would have won, no big deal.
That's clear.
But I think it's also a coping mechanism. We cope a lot on WIP because that takes the defense off the hook for yesterday.
I don't take them off the hook.
Well, neither do I. It takes the special teams off the hook. It takes their discipline off the hook. All the other stuff, throw it away. It's because of Jalen.
I'm not taking everybody entirely off the hook. I'm just saying we can all agree that game looks so much different if Hurts is in.
Of course,
you're going to sit here and tell me that we probably allow 36 points, we probably lose if Jalen Hurts is starting, then you're just lying.
Well, then I have a question. I don't want to ask this because I told you so. Douglas over here is going to start peacocking around. Okay,
you beat me to it because I was about to say all I need is 7 points.
Don't you dare do that now. Okay,
I'm just saying,
Kyle, your defense today of the defense, and you're putting this on the offense and Pickett. I think opens up a Pandora's box that I'm not sure this city's ready for. Is this defense really as great as...
Okay. Hold on.
Let me say it.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Blasphemy.
Hold on.
I have the answer. This is clear.
Let me finish. Is the defense really as great as they've looked at times, or is the offense protecting them by holding the ball the whole game?
What is more likely? The backup quarterback looks like a backup quarterback, or the defense is all of a sudden exposed and fraudulent. Like, what are we doing here?
Perhaps yesterday we realized without the time.
They got exposed yesterday.
But they go hand in hand. That's called complementary football. We're not able to play complementary football when our offensive complement is not on the field. It all goes back to the quarterback.
All right, let's hear about that quarterback.
And then they scored two on you.
I know.
They went for the two against this vaunted defense.
And they got right in.
They gave up 36 points yesterday.
I'm most disappointed in you, Hugh. Because you're Mr. Defense, the luxury guy, but now they're the reason they lost the game.
Get it together.
They gave up 36 points.
They allowed 22 points in the fourth quarter. I'm supposed to blame the backup quarterback for not scoring 50. Like, I don't know. Stop someone. Make us stop.
But hold on. But I gave you an example earlier of how this can happen, and Hugh should know that this does happen to defense when you're you're given so many opportunities. You're on the field so much. When you can't capitalize on offense and possess the ball, you have a tougher day.
All right, let's go hear some Sirianni here. What did he think about the way Pickett played yesterday? Here's Sirianni after the game.
Your first impressions of how Kenny played, how he persevered in a difficult circumstance.
Yeah, I think he did some nice things. Again, we'll have to look at the tape and, kind of see everything. But he did some nice things. I think on that last drive when we're down, I believe it was 1 point, really good job by him on 2 fourth-down conversions. Smitty made 2 big plays on that drive, or made a big play on the fourth-down conversion. AJ made the other one where he was able to slip it, but Kenny was under control and, did some nice things today.
So there's Sirianni on Pickett, who may have to play again. We'll see. But he's also banged up with a rib issue now. Look, I know the quarterback switch changes the perspective of how the game is played and the way it looks. They run the ball differently. It's all different. I just think they had bigger reasons than Pickett yesterday why they lost that game. 215-592-9494. One of those, and Kyle has brought this up, the run game, down to down, play to play, not as effective with Pickett in there. It's a different running game. Jalen makes it a +1 in the running game. Let's hear Kenny yesterday on Saquon and what the defense was doing there.
Kenny, did you notice like they were trying to take away Saquon, especially like after Jalen left?
Yeah, they threw some different looks at us. I thought they did a really good job of that. I think being on the road, I think communication is going to be the next step for us. Continuing to grow. Being my first time in there was, working with these guys and understanding how the communication works with the silent count and the points and all that stuff. It just, something that I never got to do with these guys. So now that I've, had those reps and the work, it'll benefit me moving forward.
Well, they might need him on Sunday against the Cowboys. We shall say. Let's go to Jay in Lawnside up on WIP. Hey, Jay.
Hey, yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jay?
Joe, this is Jay from Lawnside, and I'm always going to say that so y'all know who it is, because I'm coming for you, Joe.
I'm ready.
So I'm going to do what you do to you, and I'm looking at this from a different angle, man.
Okay.
I'm going to hold your foot to the fire, how you always looking at Hugh like, oh, defense isn't a necessity. Mm-hmm. And looking at that game yesterday, can you now see how important Jalen Hurts is to this team?
So I never thought he wasn't important.
No,
to the team,
that is not the way you present it. You will always present it like
he talked about like anybody can play that position.
Well, I never said that. I never said
yes,
that.
Did.
No, I didn't. I didn't say anyone could play the position. I never said that.
But you did say.
I said that. I said.
You
hold on. I said.
You
I said there. I, hold on.
Everything that
no,
Jalen Hurts.
No, I do not.
Team.
No, I do not. I don't believe I do. Jay, I give him credit when he's played well, like last week against Pittsburgh. There have also been games this season where the defense has played so great.
Anybody could have won.
That I think almost any quarterback could have won.
And yesterday, they
didn't play well. So obviously he was needed more yesterday.
All right, I'm going to give it to you just like you give it to Hugh all the time.
Okay.
Can you just say that he's very important to this team?
Oh, yes, he's very important. He's a starting quarterback.
That's all I need. That is not what you would say in the past.
But I think that's obvious, Jay. Like, who doesn't think the starting quarterback is
obvious, but that is not how you would present before.
Well, because it depends on what the conversation is. Like, people got upset when I said he's along for the ride. The analogy was
Is he along for the ride, or is he what makes it go?
Let me finish.
This is a hostile.
Jay, let me finish. If the analogy is one person drives, the driver of the train, right? Or the bus or the car, whatever the heck we're talking about. The way I view this season is Saquon and the defense have been the more important part so far this year. Most games it's been that way. So there's only a seat in the driver's seat. There's a seat in the passenger seat. Someone's got to be in the back seat. That was the point of what I said. It was Saquon and the defense, then him. I still believe that for this season.
Jalen Hurts is the engine. A car, a train, or whatever.
They scored 33 points and he didn't play most of the game. 33 points.
And they would have won that. Okay. And that shows the difference that he makes. That little difference that he brings, whatever it is, they would have won.
So, how many times this year have they scored more than 33 points?
I don't know.
Once?
Cowboys, they got that 34. You said more than 33.
Packers?
34 Cowboys and Packers.
So, twice this year they scored more than yesterday. He played and played in 80% of the game.
Oh, and the Rams.
I don't understand. Like,
the Bengals.
What do you think they were going to score with Jalen yesterday? 50?
No, it's not. No, I'm going back. It's not about what they would have scored. They would have won.
I'm not sure. Jay, I'm not sure
that
they would.
At the end of the day, as an athlete and somebody that likes to win, all that matters is winning.
Jay, let me ask you a question. You asked me a question. There, right, you got to ask me a question. You got to ask me a question.
Okay.
Jay, if DeVonta Smith catches the ball, is your perspective today not valid?
It's no. It's very valid because the offense looked completely different.
Wait a second, but they would have won. If it's all about winning and losing, then DeVonta's drop changes everything.
My point on this call is about your minimizing of Jalen Hurts' importance to this team.
He's obviously important. I just the team goes as the run game and the defense goes.
Oh my God! Okay.
I mean, it does, Jay. It does. Yeah. Did they lose yesterday because of Kenny Pickett or the defense?
They lost because it was their time to lose.
Oh, Jay. Jay,
that's
I love your phone calls.
That's a good one.
That's a filibuster, Jay, man. We appreciate you. Good phone call. Come on.
He said it was their time. He said, hey, man, it was your time. The football guy said,
They lived a good life, 10 straight weeks. It was their time.
But, like, to answer your question, I think that just illustrates, like, the symbiotic relationship between all three of those things. The run game wasn't able to help the defense. The run game wasn't able to get off the ground because we didn't have the threat of Jalen Hurts back there. I mean, this was clear that Saquon was not very effective in the second half. It's clear. And that goes to why you're not able to pound the time of possession. Like, that hurts the defense. It all goes hand in hand. That starts with the quarterback being out.
Yeah, but that's your job, though. Like, as a defender, yeah, I mean, that's your job.
But it does change the way we have to look at this defense. Can they get a big spot against now, think about yesterday, right? Jaden Daniels is good, and the Commanders are good. We know that now. They're going to make the playoffs. But, like, to win the Super Bowl moving forward, that which is the whole goal for this season, they're probably going to have to stop some combination of the Lions offense, the Bills, or the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Do you feel after yesterday that as strong as you did before about them doing that?
No, yes.
I think they can.
No.
Yeah.
I think they can.
As strong as you did before
yes,
yesterday?
Yes, because I know what the team looks like when they're whole.
I tell you, let me tell you what I think happened yesterday. I think on some level, because they have been playing well, and you look at the caliber of quarterbacks they're playing against. Lamar Jackson, they held Lamar Jackson pretty much in check a couple weeks ago. I think going into that game, and this is the dimension – that wasn't a huge factor in the last game. The quarterback taking off running, that was the X factor. Mm. Like that
The fourth down before the end of the third quarter was crushing.
And that last throw that he made for that man, I was on a rope. Like he dropped back and he put that. The pass rush was decent on that one. You know, they were pushing the pocket. I guess somebody told him, don't let him pull it down and run because the guys were kind of compacted with their pass rush. Man, that ball was on a rope, though.
Yeah,
that
I just to our last caller's point, like today just feels like the wrong day. Like if Pickett went out there and was threw up all over himself, and they scored 10 points when he was in the game, and he had two turnovers or three turnovers, then it's obvious. See, this is why Jalen Hurts is so important. They missed Jalen yesterday. He's their starter. He's obviously better than Kenny Pickett. He better be. He sees Jalen Hurts, but like I didn't walk away yesterday and say Pickett ruined the game.
I'm not blaming anybody, but when you, I guess I am the defense because.
Yeah.
As a defender, like I said, as a defender.
Defensive guys like you and I get this.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can't give up 36
talking
points.
To a guy who doesn't even believe in defense.
See, why we got to bring up the pass?
Because if you want to use that against me,
When I bring in some fire and valid points to this show,
no,
why
is
you always bring it up?
This isn't your history. This is your present. You are a new man that doesn't believe in defense.
All I'm saying is we've been talking about the defense the last couple of weeks.
Hugh sees the light.
Yesterday they laid a big old stinky turn. It's not the end of the world.
I think a better word for it is delusional.
They stunk.
It's the wrong day to blame the defense.
They stunk.
Don't get mad at me and make it personal because I'm dropping facts.
But that's what I do.
Let's go to Chris in Middletown.
Hey, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Chris. What's up, man?
Happy Hugh Day, man.
It is a Hugh Day around here.
Wait a minute. How's it a Hugh Day, though?
Well, because, you know.
Oh, because y'all feel like my beard is saved? I mean, I didn't bring that up. Y'all are talking about that.
We know deep down how you were feeling.
Listen. The only thing more painful than a loss is today, you know, we all had to deal with gloating Douglas because his beard's safe. All right?
I'm not gloating.
I see you over there.
I'm not gloating.
Guys, so here's where we're at. You know, now we got to fight for the number two seed. We saw defense does matter, Douglas. When you start fast in the first quarter, finally, jump out 14-0 lead, and then you finish with 33 points. You should win this game, okay? Yes, special teams gave up bad field position, which was unacceptable. Yes, the offense struggled, and Barkley had flashbacks of playing with Giants after, you know, the second quarter on. But when you have the number one defense in the NFL, you're supposed to win that game, all right? And you know what, though? Jalen Hurts matters. Painful to say it, but he does matter. Offense wasn't as explosive after they adjusted to us. Short yardage offense was a ghost because the tush push was removed from the playbook. Our swagger looked like a 90-year-old woman out there with a walker. Team swagger was gone. You know, and the Britney, guys, what's clear is the Britney magic is gone. But listen,
let his head grow back.
Yeah, it's too, that hair's too long. He's got to shave that thing.
It's time to go. It's time to go back to Britney. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but listen, we're going to get better from this game. We will learn, and we'll sharpen the dull edges of this team. Perfectly timed right before the playoffs. But listen, I got a message out there. Okay, here's what I want to put out there. Here's where my blame ultimately lies. Okay, if you want to change one thing to clean up the entire game, if Jalen slides feet first and doesn't get a concussion, then the situation all changes. So all the people that are defending Jalen and saying Jalen's the engine and Jalen's so important and the Kyles of the world that are saying Jalen's concussion cost us, okay, well, you know what? No, then this falls on Jalen. Know the situation of the game. You don't go head first, you know, unless the game is on the line. When you make a big play and you have the first down, slide feet first, live to play another down. No more reckless hero ball, because this is another version of reckless Jalen playing reckless hero ball. If he doesn't do that, you know, then the most important piece of our team, his injury, cost us. You must be furious with Jalen. And if you believe in Jalen, you got to be so mad at him because his recklessness had him removed from that game. So I want to hear them talk out of both sides of their mouth. If they want to praise Jalen, then you got to criticize him for being reckless and playing.
That's A plus spin on a Monday.
Blame the victim.
A plus spin on a Monday.
You get hit by a car, it's your fault. You shouldn't have been crossing the street.
You can always count on Chris to bring up the dumbest point possible. About why they lost the game.
Why you got to be so
all right, so hold on.
Why you got to be so mean?
I'm not mad at Jalen. He got concussed. It was an accident, right? But
mad at the man for getting injured.
This is reality, though, in a 17-game season with a quarterback that takes hits.
How come you didn't slide, though?
I mean, it is. Josh Allen yesterday shaking his hands out. He takes a lot of hits. Jalen, every year at the end of the season, is banged up. It's part of it. I mean, it's part
Hold
of it.
Up. Are you victim blaming, too, a
No,
little bit?
But it's part of the – if you have a mobile quarterback this far into a season – there's a lot going on. This is it's possible, right? Like, you get knocked, you get banged around.
Do you think they were in the mobile tent talking about, hey, we're going to help you, but you know that's your fault, though, right? You should have slid. Who told you to slide?
It reminds me of when Wentz got knocked out of the playoff game. It was a screen pass, and the screen got blown up, and instead of just, you know, spiking it or throwing it away, he tried to make something of it, and it got concussed.
Then we had callers saying that he should have checked himself back into the game.
Well, that was peak WIP. All right, 215-592.
That'd be Chris's take.
You know, Chris,
that day.
Chris probably don't want to feel like that. If you feel like it's Jalen's fault, call. I want to just hear from the people.
It's not his fault, but they also – the game – like, I just feel like we're letting the other parts of this team off the hook yesterday. Undisciplined. The defense got – they allowed 22 fourth-quarter points. They didn't allow 20 points in a game in 2 months. One quarter yesterday, 22. Oh, Kenny Pickett didn't do this. But catch the ball, Devontae. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all the phone calls coming up after we talk to Merrill Reese, who called the game down in Washington. Merrill, Monday, all your phone calls. What's the biggest reason the Eagles' win streak was snapped? 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. React as the Eagles drop their first game since September. Look, it's not a season-ending loss.
It's not the end of the world, but it don't feel good, especially before the holidays.
Yeah. It's annoying, and it also it kind of puts things into perspective here. The one seed is all but out the window now, so we're going to have to go through the two seed to make our way through the NFL playoffs. And it does put up in the air Jalen Hurts' status, obviously, for this weekend against the Cowboys. We don't know. I mean, you could say, well, he'll probably be back. It's every guy's got to go through the protocol the way they go through it, so we shall see. Hopefully Jalen plays Sunday, but we have no idea as we start this week. What's the biggest reason the Eagles lost this game? 215-592-9494. I don't think it was because of the quarterback switch. I thought the defense and special teams and discipline.
36 points, man. 36
this is
points.
A joke, quite frankly.
I'm just saying, dog. 36 points. You gave it 36 points.
You lose. You give it 36, you lose most games.
Guys. So you presented this to me in the last segment that we possessed the ball for 36 minutes.
Don't care.
Yeah, they did.
Right? No,
yeah.
I that's a fact, mm-hmm. Right? You know how long they possessed the ball last week against the Steelers? It's pretty similar, 39.
30, yeah.
Yep. On five fewer possessions. Well, about the same amount.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so we could do a little bit of math here, right? The Eagles should have held the ball for longer. They should have made more of the opportunities that they had. Like, everything goes right back to the fact that we had a backup QB. And if Jalen's in, we win that game, and you guys both know it. You're not going to sit here and lie. I don't think that's true.
I'm not disputing that part.
He should have been up 21-0.
What I'm saying is this. The stellar defense that we've had, the number one defense,
they cratered yesterday.
Gave up 36 points.
Can we think through as to why?
Yeah, they gave up 36 points because
you're on the field every
five.
You're on the field every 5 minutes. You're going to allow a lot of points.
There's more context to this. So
that's the context.
No, but wait a second. When you force five turnovers, those are typically going to be shorter fields. Like, sometimes you may force a turnover with a team about to
score
a touchdown.
But you score touchdowns on those short fields.
But, I mean, the time of possession thing you brought up, right? If you have, like, some of those turnovers were within the 50. So you only have 50, 40, 30 yards to go. You can't have a 10-play drive there.
We scored 6 points off of four turnovers. Kenny threw a pick, and we punted multiple times. It's so clear.
Also, one of the possessions with Kenny in the game was an explosive 68-yard touchdown.
Okay, exactly.
But there goes the time of possession. You can't have possession if you have 68-yard touchdowns.
Okay, but like so. But now we're getting into the other part of this, is that like what happens when you are able to actually feed Saquon, and he's running at 4 yards a clip, 5 yards a clip. Like, we all watched what happened when Jalen Hurts went out. Saquon was getting stuffed. They loaded the box up and dared Kenny Pickett to throw it.
He also had his best run of the day with Pickett in there.
It was one handoff. That Saquon is a home run hitter. Like, that's going to happen. Was Saquon, like, when you saw Jalen Hurts go out, are you going to sit here and tell me that Saquon was effective yesterday, as we know that he can be?
No.
You know for a fact that's not true.
If you had told me the minute, when Jalen Hurts came out of the game, he was pulled off the field to go to the tent at 7-0. If you had told me at that point, the Eagles, from there on, get 26 more points and have 33, I would have said, I will bet on them to win every time.
Now I'm glad you brought up the Saquon home run touchdown, because that's 7 points right there. So if you want to act like the offense putting up 33 points, that's not because of Kenny Pickett.
No, of course
not. Because we got a lucky home run hit with Saquon Barkley.
I don't think they scored all those points because of Kenny Pickett, but I also think he played well enough in what they asked him to do to win the game. They have the ball. With 2:02 to go, he throws the ball perfectly, just like Jalen would have. It was a good route. It was a good call on Moore's part. It was a wide-open throw. Catch the ball. The game is over.
Let me just ask you this. You don't think that game looks any different if Jalen Hurts is in? Do you think
we
still allow 36 points? Okay, then.
But
I
think you're dismissing how bad the defense was. If you tell me a team forces five turnovers and still allows 36 points,
yeah,
you know what it tells me?
That's crazy.
It tells me if a couple fumbles don't go their way, they may have allowed 50.
You know where Washington started on like every possession?
The
special teams hurt the defense
a lot too. I said the defense, the special teams.
Us punting, us not capitalizing, right?
The discipline yesterday also was terrible. You have your best safety gets thrown out of the game because he can't compose himself.
And we also weren't able to play with a very comfortable lead the entire game. Because we probably would have put more on them and just been able to go in more obvious pass rushing situations. Like, everything flows back to the fact that our starting quarterback was injured. It's okay.
And they scored 33 points.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much more context than that.
That dog don't hunt.
No, your guys' dog doesn't hunt. No, I'm tired of you.
36 points allowed!
I need off this week.
You have off the rest of the week.
But, Kyle, look at it like this. And let me put this in perspective for you. The last 3 weeks, we have not scored over 30 points. Like in the last 3 weeks, we had a game where the Baltimore Ravens held the ball for the whole third quarter. This defense didn't give up a touchdown. You go into a game where Kenny Pickett, what'd you say, Joe, was 26 points?
They scored 26 with him in the game.
Gave you 26 points. And he's right on par with what you've been averaging every week. And you still can't win that game?
Guys, we were up at 14. Like, that drive that Kenny Pickett finished it.
Yeah, he finished with a touchdown pass.
Right, no, I understand that. Jalen probably would have done the same, considering they were marching right down the field, right? Then it's 14-0. Washington punts us the ball back. Kenny throws an interception two plays in. Probably doesn't happen, and we're up 21-0. Well, no, it's not semantics. It's a game win.
We don't know if that plays that way.
But we have an educated guess as to how it would have went.
Can I also make a different scenario where Jalen doesn't throw the touchdown to AJ? They kick a field goal. It's 10-0.
And then
Jalen doesn't have the turnover.
Let's live in what's more likely, though.
How often did the Eagles go up 21-0 with Jalen Hurts in games?
That was their best start offensively we've seen all season long.
The bottom line is this. They scored 33 points and lost the game. And that's it. Like, I don't care who the quarterback is. I don't care if you have 33 points on the board.
But that's totally ignoring
context.
That's such a convenient way to ignore context.
No, you're ignoring context.
No, I'm not. I'm adding the context.
Okay,
you're sitting here just saying bottom line this, bottom line that. No, there's context to it.
How many points did the backup quarterback give you?
26.
How many points did the starting defense give up?
It's an oversimplified way of looking
because you know what it is. We make football hard. They had 13 possessions.
Can I offer a perspective here that I think
that we can all agree with?
Well, not that. Never on WIP. I think we're saying this to make ourselves feel better.
About what?
The Jalen Kenny thing. If you're like, well, if Jalen was in, we would have won. No big deal.
That's clear.
But I think it's also a coping mechanism. We cope a lot on WIP because that takes the defense off the hook for yesterday.
I don't take them off the hook.
Well, neither do I. It takes the special teams off the hook. It takes their discipline off the hook. All the other stuff, throw it away. It's because of Jalen.
I'm not taking everybody entirely off the hook. I'm just saying we can all agree that game looks so much different if Hurts is in.
Of
if you're going to sit here and tell me that we probably allow 36 points, we probably lose if Jalen Hurts is starting, then you're just lying.
Well, then I have a question. I don't want to ask this because I told you so. Douglas over here is going to start peacocking around. Okay,
you beat me to it because I was about to say all I need is 7 points.
Don't you dare do that now. Okay,
I'm just saying,
Kyle, your defense today of the defense, and you're putting this on the offense and Pickett. I think opens up a Pandora's box that I'm not sure this city's ready for. Is this defense really as great as we...
Okay. Hold on.
Let me say it.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Blasphemy.
Hold on.
I have the answer. This is clear.
Let me finish. Is the defense really as great as they've looked at times, or is the offense protecting them by holding the ball the whole game?
What is more likely? The backup quarterback looks like a backup quarterback, or the defense is all of a sudden exposed and fraudulent. Like, what are we doing here?
Perhaps yesterday we realized without the time.
You think they got exposed yesterday?
But they go hand in hand. That's called complementary football. We're not able to play complementary football when our offensive complement is not on the field. It all goes back to the quarterback.
All right, let's hear about that quarterback.
And then they scored two on you.
I know.
They went for the two against this vaunted defense.
And they got right in.
They gave up 36 points yesterday.
I'm most disappointed than you, Hugh. Because you're Mr. Defense the Luxury Guy, but now they're the reason they lost the game.
They gave up 36 points.
They allowed 22 points in the fourth quarter. I'm supposed to blame the backup quarterback for not scoring 50. Like,
But hold on. But I gave you an example earlier of how this can happen, and Hugh should know that this does happen to defense when you're given so many opportunities. You're on the field so much. When you can't capitalize on offense and possess the ball, you have a tougher day.
All right, let's go hear some Sirianni here. What did he think about the way Pickett played yesterday? Here's Sirianni after the game.
My first impressions of how Kenny played, how he persevered in a difficult circumstance.
Yeah, I think he did some nice things. Again, we'll have to look at the tape and, you know, kind of see everything. But he did some nice things. I think on that last drive when we're down, I believe it was 1 point, you know, really good job by him on 2 fourth-down conversions. Smitty made 2 big plays on that drive, or made a big play on the fourth-down conversion. AJ made the other one where he was able to slip it, but Kenny was under control and, you know, did some nice things today.
So there's Sirianni on Pickett, who may have to play again. We'll see. But he's also banged up with a rib issue now. Look, I know the quarterback switch changes the perspective of how the game is played and the way it looks. They run the ball differently. It's all different. I just think they had bigger reasons than Pickett yesterday why they lost that game. 215-592-9494. One of those, and Kyle has brought this up, the run game, down to down, play to play, not as effective with Pickett in there. It's a different running game. Jalen makes it a plus one in the running game. Let's hear Kenny yesterday on Saquon and what the defense was doing there.
Did you notice like they were trying to take away Saquon, especially like after Jalen left?
Yeah, they threw some, you know, different looks at us. I thought they did a really good job of that. I think, you know, being on the road, I think, you know, communication is going to be the next step for us, you know, continuing to grow. You know, being my first time in there was, you know, working with these guys and understanding how the communication works with the silent count and the points and all that stuff. It just, you know, something that I never got to do with these guys. So now that I've, you know, had those reps and the work, you know, it'll benefit me moving forward.
Well, they might need him on Sunday against the Cowboys. We shall say. Let's go to Jay in Lawnside up on WIP. Hey, Jay.
Hey, yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jay?
Joe, this is Jay from Lawnside, and I'm always going to say that so y'all know who it is, because I'm coming for you, Joe.
I'm ready.
So I'm going to do what you do to you, and I'm looking at this from a different angle, man.
Okay.
I'm going to hold your foot to the fire. How you always looking at Hugh like, oh, defense isn't a necessity in this. Looking at that game yesterday, can you now see how important Jalen Hurts is to this team?
So I never thought he wasn't important to the team.
That is not the way you present it. You will always present it like
he talked about Sirianni. Like anybody can play that position.
Well, I never said that. I never said that.
Did.
No, I didn't. I didn't say anyone could play the position. I never said that.
But you did say.
I said that. I said. Hold on. I said. I said there. Hold on.
Everything that Jalen Hurts.
No, I do not.
Team.
No, I do not. I don't believe I do. Jay, I give him credit when he's played well, like last week against Pittsburgh. There have also been games this season where the defense has played so great.
Anybody could have won.
That I think almost any quarterback could have won.
And yesterday,
they didn't play well. So obviously he was needed more yesterday.
All right, I'm going to give it to you just like you give it to Hugh all the time.
Okay.
Can you just say that he's very important to this team?
Oh, yes, he's very important. He's a starting quarterback.
That is not what you would say in the past.
But I think that's obvious, Jay. Like, who doesn't think the starting quarterback is
obvious, but that is not how you would present before.
Well, because it depends on what the conversation is. Like, people got upset when I said he's along for the ride. The analogy was
Is he along for the ride, or is he what makes it go?
Let me finish?
This is a hostile.
Jay, let me finish. If the analogy is one person drives, the driver of the train, right, or the bus or the car, whatever the heck we're talking about, the way I view this season is Saquon and the defense have been the more important part so far this year. Most games it's been that way. So there's only a seat in the driver's seat. There's a seat in the passenger seat. Someone's got to be in the back seat. That was the point of what I said. It was Saquon and the defense, then him. I still believe that for this season.
Jalen Hurts is the engine, a car, a train, or whatever.
They scored 33 points, and he didn't play most of the game. 33 points.
And they would have won that. Okay. And that shows the difference that he makes. That little difference that he brings, whatever it is, they would have won.
So, you know, how many times this year have they scored more than 33 points?
I don't know.
Once?
Cowboys, they got that 34. You said more than 33.
Packers.
34 Cowboys and Packers.
So twice this year they scored more than yesterday. He played and played in 80% of the game.
Oh, and the Rams.
I don't understand. Like,
and the Bengals.
What do you think they were going to score with Jalen yesterday? 50?
No, it's not. No. I'm going back. It's not about what they would have scored. They would have won.
I'm not sure they would have.
At the end of the day, as an athlete and somebody that likes to win, all that matters is winning.
Jay, let me ask you a question. You asked me a question. You got to ask me a question.
Okay.
Jay, if DeVonta Smith catches the ball, is your perspective today not valid?
It's very valid because the offense looked completely different.
Wait a second, but they would have won. But they would have won. If it's all about winning and losing, then Devontae's drop changes everything.
My point on this call is about your minimizing of Jalen Hurts' importance to this team.
He's obviously important. I just the team goes as the run game and the defense goes.
Oh my God!
Okay. I mean, it does, Jay. It does. Yeah. Did they lose yesterday because of Kenny Pickett or the defense?
They lost because it was their time to lose.
Oh, Jay. Jay,
that's
I love your phone calls.
That's a good one.
That's a filibuster, Jay, man. We appreciate you. Good phone call.
Jay,
come on.
He said it was their time. Hey, man, it was your time. The football guy said,
They lived a good life, 10 straight weeks. It was their time.
But, like, to answer your question, I think that just illustrates, like, the symbiotic relationship between all three of those things. The run game wasn't able to help the defense. The run game wasn't able to get off the ground because we didn't have the threat of Jalen Hurts back there. I mean, this was clear that Saquon was not very effective in the second half. It's clear. And that goes to why you're not able to pound the time of possession. Like, that hurts the defense. It all goes hand in hand. That starts with the quarterback being out.
Yeah, but that's your job, though. Like, as a defender, yeah, I mean, that's your
job. But it
does
change the way we have to look at this defense. Can they get a big spot against now, think about yesterday, right? Jaden Daniels is good, and the Commanders are good. We know that now. They're going to make the playoffs. But, like, to win the Super Bowl moving forward, that which is the whole goal for this season, they're probably going to have to stop some combination of the Lions' offense, the Bills, or the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Do you feel after yesterday that as strong as you did before about them doing that?
No, yes.
I think they can.
No,
yeah. I think
as
they can.
As strong as you did before yesterday?
Yes, because I know what the team looks like when they're whole.
I tell you, let me tell you what I think happened yesterday. I think on some level, because they have been playing well, and you look at the caliber of quarterbacks they're playing against. Lamar Jackson, they held Lamar Jackson pretty much in check a couple weeks ago. I think going into that game, and this is the dimension that wasn't a huge factor in the last game. The quarterback taking off running, that was the X factor. Mm. Like that
The fourth down before the end of the third quarter was crushing.
And that last throw that he made for that man, I was on a rope. Like he dropped back and he put that. The pass rush was decent on that one. You know, they were pushing the pocket. I guess somebody told him, don't let him pull it down and run because the guys were kind of compacted with their pass rush. Man, that ball was on the road, though.
Yeah,
that
I just was on the road. To our last caller's point, like today just feels like the wrong day. Like if Pickett went out there and was threw up all over himself, and they scored 10 points when he was in the game, and he had two turnovers or three turnovers, then it's obvious. See, this is why Jalen Hurts is so important. They missed Jalen yesterday. He's their starter. He's obviously better than Kenny Pickett. He better be. He sees Jalen Hurts, but like I didn't walk away yesterday and say Pickett ruined the game.
I'm not blaming anybody, but when you, I guess I am the defense because.
Yeah.
As a defender, like I said, as a defender.
Defensive guys like you and I get this.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can't give up 36 points.
You're talking to a guy who doesn't even believe in defense.
See, why we got to bring up the pass?
Because if you want to use that against me,
When I bring in some fire and valid points to this show,
this isn't your history. This is your present. You are a new man that doesn't believe in defense.
All I'm saying is we've been talking about the defense the last couple of weeks.
Hugh sees the light.
Yesterday they laid a big old stinky turn. It's not the end of the world.
I think a better word for it is delusional.
They stunk.
It's the wrong day to blame the defense.
They stunk.
Don't get mad at me and make it personal because I'm dropping facts.
But that's what I do.
Let's go to Chris in Middletown.
Hey, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Chris. What's up, man?
Happy Hugh Day, man.
It is a Hugh Day around here.
Wait a minute. How's it a Hugh Day, then?
Well, because, you know.
Oh, because y'all feel like my beard is saved? I mean, I didn't bring that up. Y'all are talking about that.
We know deep down how you were feeling.
Listen. The only thing more painful than a loss is today, you know, we all had to deal with gloating Douglas because his beard's safe. All right?
I'm not gloating.
I see you over there.
I'm not gloating.
Guys, so here's where we're at. You know, now we got to fight for the number two seed. We saw defense does matter, Douglas. When you start fast in the first quarter, finally, jump out 14-0 lead, and then you finish with 33 points, you should win this game, okay? Yes, special teams gave up bad field position, which was unacceptable. Yes, the offense struggled, and Barkley had flashbacks of playing with Giants after, you know, the second quarter on. But when you have the number one defense in the NFL, you're supposed to win that game, all right? And you know what, though? Jalen Hurts matters. Painful to say it, but he does matter. Offense wasn't as explosive after they adjusted to us. Short yardage offense was a ghost because the tush push was removed from the playbook. Our swagger looked like a 90-year-old woman out there with a walker. Team swagger was gone. You know, and the Brittany, guys, what's clear is the Brittany magic is gone. But listen,
let his hair grow back.
Yeah, that hair's too long. He's got to shave that thing.
It's time to go back to Brittany. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but listen, we're going to get better from this game. We will learn, and we'll sharpen the dull edges of this team perfectly timed right before the playoffs. But listen, I got a message out there. Okay, here's what I want to put out there. Here's where my blame ultimately lies. Okay, if you want to change one thing to clean up the entire game, if Jalen slides feet first and doesn't get a concussion, then the situation all changes. So all the people that are defending Jalen and saying Jalen's the engine and Jalen's so important and the Kyles of the world that are saying Jalen's concussion caused this, okay, well, you know what? No, then this falls on Jalen. Know the situation of the game. You don't go head first, you know, unless the game is on the line. When you make a big play and you have the first down, slide feet first, live to play another down. No more reckless hero ball, because this is another version of reckless Jalen playing reckless hero ball. If he doesn't do that, you know, then the most important piece of our team, his injury, cost us. You must be furious with Jalen. Then, if you believe in Jalen, you got to be so mad at him because his recklessness had him removed from that game. So I want to hear them talk out of both sides of their mouth. If they want to praise Jalen, then you got to criticize him for being reckless and playing.
That's A plus spin on a Monday.
Blame the victim.
A plus spin on a Monday.
You get hit by a car, it's your fault. You shouldn't have been crossing the street.
You can always count on Chris to bring up the dumbest point possible about why they lost the game.
Why you got to be so
mean? All right, so hold on.
Why you got to be so mean?
I'm not mad at Jalen. He got concussed. It was an accident, right? But
mad at the man for getting injured.
This is reality, though, in a 17-game season with a quarterback that takes hits.
How come you didn't slide, though?
I mean, it is. Josh Allen yesterday is shaking his hands out. He takes a lot of hits. Jalen, every year at the end of the season, is banged up. It's part of it. I mean, it's part of it.
Are you victim blaming too?
No, but it's part of the
bit.
If you have a mobile quarterback this far into a season, there's a lot going on. It's possible, right? Like, you get knocked, you get banged around.
Did you think they were in the mobile tent talking about, hey, we're going to help you, but you know that's your fault, though, right? You should have slid. Who told you to slide?
It reminds me of when Wentz got knocked out of the playoff game. It was a screen pass, and the screen got blown up. And instead of just, you know, spiking it or throwing it away, he tried to make something of it, and he got concussed.
Then we had callers saying that he should have checked himself back into the game.
Well, that was peak WIP. All right, 215-592.
That'd be Chris's take.
You know, Chris,
that day.
Chris probably don't want to feel like that. If you feel like it's Jalen's fault, I want to just hear from the people.
It's not his fault, but they also – the game – like, I just feel like we're letting the other parts of this team off the hook yesterday. Undisciplined. The defense got – they allowed 22 fourth-quarter points. They didn't allow 20 points in a game in 2 months. One quarter yesterday, 22. Oh, Kenny Pickett didn't do this. But catch the ball, Devontae. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all the phone calls coming up after we talk to Merrill Reese, who called the game down in Washington. Merrill, Monday, all your phone calls. What's the biggest reason the Eagles' win streak was snapped? 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.